from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Absolutely. You know, in order to do that, you got to win possession downs. And we're just not winning enough of those right now. And so, you know, that problem lingers. Again, it's somewhat of an incomplete study because you just don't get a chance to see them operate or us establish rhythm and personality when you're not winning possession downs. And we weren't, you know, the first three or so series of the game, it was, you know, three and out, and that's, you're not going to get an opportunity to establish rhythm or play the way that you would like as an individual or a collective.
First answer from Tomlin was just about the offense. The second answer from Tomlin, he was specifically asked about Russ Wilson, but notice he didn't put any of the blame on Russ Wilson. Take this for what it is, because it is the preseason, but the Steelers have not gone two consecutive games since the year 2000, regular season, playoffs, preseason, scoring fewer than 15 points. And that's what they've done now in these first couple of games. So that's no good. The Steelers play their top two quarterbacks the entire game. We all watched it. And failed to score a touchdown against the Bills team that played its starting defense for about three series. So how'd you take it all in, Doran? At least you had the chili.
It was boring. It was boring, but, like, you know, I wrestle with myself as, like, it is preseason. A lot of these plays are just generic plays. A lot of these plays are, you know, kind of pointed to each quarterback to see what they can do and to be put in probably the worst situation possible. Like, if I was OC and knowing some of these OCs in the NFL, and especially Arthur Smith, like, I want to see you uncomfortable. I want to see how you react to certain situations. I want to see how you react to certain plays. Because that'll tell me if the one, if the play works, two, if you can get through the play and decipher what's going on the defense, and three, if I need to throw the play out and it's just not a part of the offense. I do believe that there's a method to, and I know, like, I know people want to see the Steelers score points. I know they want to see Russell Wilson throw the ball down the field, Justin Fields throw the ball down the field, the correct protections, things of that nature. But I do believe that this is all a test for the two quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, to see how uncomfortable that they could be and if they can get out of situations. Like, Arthur Smith is very smart, so he's going to put his quarterbacks and his offenses in really good situations whenever it does matter. I just feel like you could take this time to put them in uncomfortable situations, which maybe I'm just hoping that that's what we've seen, because everything just looks so generic to me. Like, there's nothing that, you know this. It's hard for me not to think that this isn't on purpose for the plays that are being run throughout a game, because, like, it's not anything that's a beater.
Well, I think there's absolutely something to that. I think one of the reasons why Kenny Pickett was able to have wow, that came out weird.
Bang.
Man, that's a screw up real early. One of the reasons Kenny was able to have success in the preseason last year is because he's going out there against vanilla coverages. And it was year number two in Matt Canada's not great offensive system, but he knew where guys were supposed to be. He understood the concepts. And when you understand the concepts and there is continuity does mean something. And Buffalo, because it was the same team, they're out there, they're playing standard stuff. And at times they're not playing their best guys. So Kenny goes out there, he doesn't have to think, he just knows where dudes are, and he gets the football to them.
Mm-hmm.
Russ hasn't practiced a lot. It was the first week of practice for Russell Wilson. The offensive line was garbage, but they're also not game planning for what Buffalo's doing out there. And so you're not going to, if you think you've got offensive line problems, scheme up ways to help out your offensive line. It's just what you see is what you get.
Yep.
And Broderick Jones, not great.
No.
Actually, every offensive lineman that started, and we'll get into this a little bit later on, graded out poorly in this game. So the offensive line doesn't get any help. They're not calling things necessarily to help the offensive line. Russ is rusty. That's why I'm not freaking out. But I saw Andrew Filippone put out a Twitter poll during the game, and he was very smart to do this. Who do you want to see start week one against Atlanta? And overwhelmingly, it was Justin Fields. So I've now put out a different Twitter poll, even though it's the same, a different time. I've asked the same question. Who do you want to start week one against Atlanta? I think the results may well be different when you remove yourself from the game. When you're in the middle of the game and you at least see Justin Fields running around and you see Russell Wilson on his back three times, people are going to say Justin Fields. All right, we've all had a moment to breathe. Who do you want to start at quarterback? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that as we move forward in the program. Let's break down Russ, though. We'll get into Justin Fields. Let's break down Russ. He goes 8 of 10, 47 yards, gets sacked three times for 21 yards. A lot of times Tomlin bloviates and says stuff, and I go, come on, man, you're making excuses. I thought his analysis was spot on after the game. He said his offensive line needs to be much better in pass protection, and basically he said, and I'm paraphrasing, he didn't mince words. He told those guys, you got to protect the quarterback. But the first drive, it's 3rd and 5, false start, now it's 3rd and 10.
Right.
It's not easy to convert 3rd and 10s. Second drive, first play, Rousseau et Oliver come up the middle. You're behind the chains immediately. You've got a 3rd and 12. Not going to pick up a lot of 3rd and 12s. It's just not going to happen, especially when you don't have their tendencies because you haven't game planned it and you don't have, like you said, your specific 3rd down and 12 play calls. Third drive, they finally start to get stuff going. Najee Harris moves the chains a couple of times. Then it's 3rd and 7, and what happens? Broderick Jones gets eviscerated. That's not on Russ. Fourth drive, you wind up having a 2nd and 14, you're behind the sticks, and well, okay, it's not going to be good. Fifth drive, that's where you had the pass to George Pickens, where I thought if they had made the call on the field that he got his feet in, I think you stay with the call on the field. They made the call that he didn't get his feet in, so you go with the call on the field. But you're on the outskirts of field goal range. It's a 3rd and 11. So my point is, while Russ wasn't exactly awe-inspiring, the offense, to me, let Russ down more than Russ, in my opinion, let the offense down.
See, like, that's where I'm at, too. Like, you know, it's one thing to run generic plays and to put the quarterback in tough situations, but to see the offensive line, and especially Broderick Jones, you know, focusing in on him, like, it doesn't matter if you could scheme up or not. Like, he was getting physically abused. Like, and you can you can make that work. Like, if it's a generic offensive line calls and it's generic protections, you still need to block your guy. Like, you still can't get your, you know, your chest caved in. Like, that is a little worrisome, to be honest. And whenever you have your guy that's going into a second year, that's a former first round pick that is playing right tackle, a position that he played last year and played at a decent level, get abused. That's worrisome. I will say that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That is a much bigger concern to me, and the offensive line as a whole, a much bigger concern to me than either of the two quarterbacks right now.
Yes.
These aren't guys that get rid of the ball quick either, so you need your offensive line to hold up in pass protection. Russ likes to hold the ball in the pocket. Justin Fields holds the ball for a long time. You got to give them an opportunity to do that, and on the sack that you're talking about in particular, no quarterback in the league is getting that ball off.
No.
Broderick Jones, I thought actually full started. Like I think he got off the ball quicker than he legally was allowed to, and still, bang, boom, done. So anybody, and there were a lot of national talking heads. You saw it a ton on social media from Steelers fans. Anybody saying, boy, 1.2 is even too much to pay Russell Wilson. Wow, the Steelers, you get what you pay for. Bargain basement shopping. A, it's preseason, and B, I don't know if you're a football knower, and I'm not as knower of the football as you are, Dor. I think if you are a football knower, you can't possibly be saying Russell Wilson was the problem.
No.
I think it's one of those memes where tell me you don't know about football without telling me you don't know about football.
Right.
I'm not sure what Russ is supposed to do. Like on the third down and 12 where he checks it down to Pat Freiermuth, he didn't get the ball, immediately turn, throw it to Pat Freiermuth. He's looking down the field.
He's scanned.
There's nothing there. I'm going to give it to a tight end who's about to be a very rich man who 2 years ago was a top 10 tight end in receptions and yards. And I'm going to see if he can make a play because there's no better options. So I can't watch that game and go, oh, God, oh, jeez, Russell Wilson stinks. No, he didn't get any freaking help.
No, that could be concerning as well, too. I mean, even just zeroing in on that play that if you don't have a receiver that can get open.
That I can give you.
And he's like looking. Okay, oh, man, I have to dump it down because nobody's open. Like, that's where the whole Ayuk thing comes in. That's where this, you know, this receiving unit, that's why we've been talking about this for so long, that you don't have one guy that could get open. And now George Pickens is, you know, is blanketed. So it's like you look to your next option that's down the field and he's not getting open. That could be a situation that we probably would be expecting right now with this unit.
That, I think, is a fair way to look at what's happened. You've got an offensive line where your right tackle was dog water. A quarterback, both of them, who like to hold the football, and a wide receiver group that, apart from George Pickens, is going to have trouble getting open, that is a recipe for absolute disaster.
Yep.
And I know that it's going to look different because we're talking about vanilla play calls. You're going to have an Arthur Smith that is going to be creative formationally, and he's going to scheme guys open. So that is going to help. But sometimes you just got to beat your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And is Van Jefferson going to do that significantly? On third downs, you're worried about Pickens. You're worried about Freiermuth. You can take two guys away. So who's getting open? That is a massive concern.
Yeah, and it's about consistently getting open. Like, I know it's the NFL and you're not going to be open all the time, but any decent receiver is always, quote-unquote, open. Like, you have to be able to get open, even though the ball might not come your way. If you don't look open, you better, and your first step and your break right or break left or sit down, be open for at least a second. I didn't see that much.
Yeah.
And that is very concerning. But also, at the same time, I mean, Buffalo wasn't setting the world on fire either on offense. Like, their offense didn't look great either. Like, they, I mean, what, 9 points?
You're correct, but I expect that out of a Mitch Trubisky-led unit.
True.
I was hoping to see more. And the thing that was concerning to me, again, I don't put this on the quarterbacks, but you think you've got two potentially starting caliber QBs, and they play the entire game. Buffalo played its defensive starters for three series. And you moved the ball better, I think, with Fields, but you still didn't put up a lot of points. And so I am a little bit worried. a little bit worried for many more of the reasons that you laid out than the people who were critical of the quarterbacks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.